Hello.
Hello, my name is Secret. Returning your call from customer support. May I please have the zip code to locate the account?
36352.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
Theresa Davis.
Okay, could you verify the shipping address for me, please?
1955 Hubbard Road, Newton, Alabama, 36352.
Okay, could there be a different address with that zip code?
No, ma'am, there could not. I'm going to tell you what this is about. Somebody took $68.89 out of my account. And I don't know who it is. So there was a number on that, on my checking account, and I called you guys. That was the number that was on my account. Hello?
I'm here, ma'am.
Okay, sorry. But that's what's going on. I don't even know who you are. I don't know what company you're with, you know. And so I called a young man last night and talked to him, and he was a, let's see, it was a 866-202-7043 number. So that's who I talked to last night.
Okay, so could you verify the last four digits of the card number and the expiration date?
It's 6710.
And the expiration date?
0724.
Okay, is that a new card?
No, ma'am, it's not no new card. Mm-mm.
And what day were you charged?
I was charged on the 24th.
Okay, so I'm not locating an account for you.
Yeah, see, that young man last night couldn't find one either.
No, ma'am. No, I can try using the first six and the last four digits of the card number. And if there's an account, they should get the account pulled straight up.
Yes, ma'am, but I can't give that to you. I'm sorry, but I'm not going to do that. I just would like to know what company this, you know, who this is. Do you work for a company or?
We're a third-party call center that handles customer support for a variety of online vendors.
Okay. Online vendors. All right. Well, all I know to do is just go to my bank Monday morning. I mean, that's the only thing I know to do. If you can't pull it up and I can't pull it up, I even looked for an email. I thought, well, if it was something I ordered, which I don't believe I ordered anything, I would have gotten a confirmation number, an order number. I would have gotten an email, you know, or something like that. And see, I haven't gotten anything.
Yes, ma'am, I'm not locating an account for you with us. Now, is there a different number on your banking statement that you could try?
A telephone number, you mean?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. The number that was actually on it on my bank statement was the 866-202-7043 number.
Have you tried that number?
I have. That was a young man I talked to yesterday. Mm-hmm. And he did the same thing you did. He looked. But see, I don't understand how you can't do it by my address or, You know, I mean, there could be more people named Teresa Davis. I understand that. But there can't be more than but just one person for Teresa Davis at my address. So,
Yes, ma'am, and I do apologize for this misunderstanding.
Was there anything else that I can do? I mean, you know, I mean, how do I get this, get my money back for
this?
Well,
if there's no account with that card number, like no account pulled up with that card number, and that's the card that's being charged?
Yes, ma'am. 6710 is the last four of that card, and they had to have used it because it's already been taken out of my checking account.
It could have been under somebody else's name.
I don't think so. I mean, because nobody knows my card number except me. You know, I mean, not my children. I mean, not nobody that I know of. But, you know, this Christmas, I've bought a lot of stuff online. And so that's the only downfall with all of that. You know, sometimes you have to give your card number. If somebody got it that way, I mean, that's the only thing I can think of. And I know that I didn't do this the day before Christmas. So...
Okay, ma'am. So I would just suggest you calling your bank and see if they can locate a different number.
Okay. Well, I sure do appreciate your help, ma'am. You have a wonderful Christmas.
You too, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer support.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.